The first thing is that you should support by example now, which some of us have done. We play our role. We have the Constitution. We follow the Constitution. And then those who are there, you support them. That doesn't mean that when they do wrong, you cannot meet them and say, well, look, maybe things could have been this way. Normally, of course, those who are there don't want to listen to those who have been. But if you are not overbearing and the incumbent are also wise, they will listen to words of those who have come before them.
Mr. President, what necessitated some of you leaders, like you, President Kufuor, and the others, to leave off power willingly, not amending the Constitution?
The Constitution is the supreme law of the land. And if you are a Democrat, there are two things that will be paramount in your conduct: rule of law and protection and defense of the Constitution. Now, if the Constitution says you will have two terms, then the Constitution is supreme. Two terms you will have. If it says you will have three terms, then three terms you will have. Now, if, of course, your legislators decide to, in our own case, it's only the legislators that can amend the Constitution, not the executive. And if the legislators decide to amend the Constitution, so be it. If they decide not to, so be it. You cannot. It will be wrong of any executive leader to bend the Constitution to suit his own purpose.
But Mr. President, it's been challenging for the African Union to put out fires on the continent. We've had series of elections where democracy is seriously undermined. What do you think Africa can do in order to embrace the tenet of democracy across the continent?
I believe that when you have a baby, the first thing that the baby will do in growing up is to crawl. The next thing, he will be wobbly walking, and then he will start standing up erect and taking sure steps. I believe Africa is in the process of making progress. We have moved from crawling now to taking some not firm but near firm walking steps. Some have gone beyond anything that will really be seen as detrimental to their corporate existence. Some are still in the process. But bear this in mind, the process of nation building does not begin or end with one regime. Is a continuous process, and if we bear that in mind, that some mistakes will be made. I believe in some leaders have made mistakes. It may be mistake in the area of democracy. It may be mistake in the area of the management of the economy. It may be mistakes in the area of social cohesion and but whatever mistake it is, I believe what is important is that those who made the mistake and those who are coming after them learn from the mistakes of themselves and of those who are coming after them, of their predecessors.
Mr. President, what will you say is your legacy after you left Nigeria?
The unity, cohesion, and togetherness of Nigeria. One, Africa in the first decade of the 21st century has shown that it can make progress.
The issue of Boko Haram and the rest of in some instability in parts of the country has been questioned by a lot of people, scaring a lot of people.
No. The point is that I have gone out to meet by proxy those people who are called Boko Haram. And I believe that